Before NATO's air campaign against Yugoslavia 2 years ago, more than 200,000 Serbs lived in the province of Kosovo. Since the end of the war, fewer than 50,000 remain. Almost all of them live in protected enclaves, villages that are surrounded by NATO-led peacekeepers. Tension between ethnic Serbs and Albanians in Kosovo is so high that neither group can safely enter areas inhabited by the other. NPR's Guy Raz visited some Serb enclaves in Kosovo.
About 20 men huddle around the pool table inside their community center on a recent frosty morning. The men are ethnic Serbs who live in a UN-funded housing project, one of the few ethnic Serb communities right in the heart of Kosovo's capital, Pristina. About 70 families live in the building, under the protective gaze of armed British soldiers. Sandbags and barbed wire ring the complex, designed to keep Serbs and Albanians far apart. Vasily Aritonovic lives in the building and shoots pool at the community center every day.
Everyone here says we are living in a prison. I agree. There's nothing to do here except play pool or watch TV. I can't walk outside. I can't walk the streets of the city. I'm not a free citizen in my own country.
Before the war, Aritonovic and his neighbors in this building lived in different areas around Pristina. But after the war, Serbs in Pristina no longer felt safe. They fell victim to reprisal attacks from Albanians bent on vengeance for mass expulsions and killings at the hands of Serb forces. Nikolicana moved into the building 2 years ago from a suburb of Pristina with her three children. One December day in 1999, she says, local Albanians killed her husband. Licana says she saw the body of her husband decapitated, and within minutes, she and her children were inside an armored NATO truck on their way to this building. It's been 2 years, she says, since she's walked the streets of Pristina, just outside the window of her cramped apartment.
We live here freely, but it is like a free prison. We look outside the windows, we see neighbors going about their business, shopping, but we can't go anywhere.
Twice a month, the residents of this building receive a humanitarian package from the UN. The parcels are stuffed with eggs, potatoes, cabbage, oranges, flour, and milk. Nikolicana jokes that she's managed to satisfy her son Marco's taste for pizza. She makes her own version, a floury dough topped with potato slices. Every morning, her two sons join dozens of other Serb children on an armored van and head to school in the nearby Serb enclave of Gračanica. About 10,000 Serbs live in Gračanica. The road in and out of town is protected by sandbags and heavily armed NATO peacekeepers. Most people who live here rarely leave. The town is self-contained. The grocery shop in town is busy day and night. Most people who stream in cannot work outside of the Serb enclaves and are eager to talk about living here. Midrag Djordjanovic, a customer in the shop, denounced Bernard Kushner, the former UN administrator in Kosovo.
Kushner gave Albanians an official state, and he did nothing for Serbs. This is not a multi-ethnic Kosovo. It's an Albanian Kosovo. And for Serbs, we are now living in an Albanian Auschwitz.
Each community sees its history in black and white terms. Ethnic Albanians say they were routinely arrested by Serbian police and ousted from government jobs. Ethnic Serbs insist they were forced to subsidize a better life for the Albanians. Among both communities, it's almost impossible to find people willing to concede that, maybe, their side perpetrated atrocities against the other. The Serbs who live in Gračanica are united in their belief that they are victims of the international community.
All this talk that Serbs didn't treat Albanians well is Western propaganda. Albanians had the same rights as Serbs under the Serbian government. In fact, they had more money than us, they drove better cars, and they had bigger houses. And in some ways, they had more rights.
A fair reading of recent history in this region would dispel the notion that Albanians had more rights. In 1989, Serbia revoked Kosovo's autonomous status and curtailed the rights of ethnic Albanians. But now, life for ethnic Serbs in Kosovo is precarious. More than three-quarters of the Kosovar Serb population fled to Serbia after the war, and a negative birth rate within the community practically guarantees that Serbs have no future in the province. Guy Raz, NPR News, Gračanica, in central Kosovo.